America weekend.
Well, I'm going out of west where I belong. Where the days are short and the nights are long.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
We have had him on the show for a few times, and normally we just talk weather, but there is so much more to the one and only Lloyd Lindsey Young. And it is terrific that Lloyd will be joining us now periodically on the show to talk about all things Lloyd. He is our official West Coast correspondent. It is wonderful to say hello to Lloyd Lindsey Young. Lloyd, welcome back to the show.
Hello, America! Hey, it's great to be on the program with you and your brand new co-host, Kara, who sounds very sweet and I know is a... Well, she's going to give us some great information and insight. But
always.
As always, it's fun to be on this program, and there's a lot of issues we need to talk about.
There certainly are. And the first one is, it's that time of year. It's World Series time. The weather is getting colder. The nights are getting longer. Sports and weather. And you know what, Lloyd? There are many kids across this country that don't even know how these World Series games end because they got to go to bed.
Absolutely. So the World Series is being played at night in both Cleveland and Chicago, and the weather this time of the year, late October, then the World Series probably will go into early November, is going to be played in very chilly weather, temperatures in the 40s at game time in both cities, also a threat of precipitation, more so in Chicago than Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing is, remember when Reggie Jackson was Mr. October?
Yes.
We might have a Mr. November. And you have a 162-game season, which in my opinion is a little too long. And for people who don't like baseball, that's one of their big criticisms. But also, the Eastern time zone is the most populated time zone in the United States.
Right.
So it's obvious that television runs sports. So they, the networks, want to make it most convenient to make the most amount of money to air it in prime time on the East Coast. Now, here on the West Coast, the games will be starting shortly after 5 o'clock when people are commuting. In Chicago, not as bad, at 7:05, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And what I get a kick out of is when you hear promos on television, that'll be 9 o'clock Eastern time and 7 o'clock. And they never mention the Rocky Mountain time. I guess nobody watches television, Denver, Salt Lake
City, I forget
City,
that there's a Rocky Mountain time zone.
Right,
so,
there is
you
none.
Know, and also, you alluded to this, in the old days, I took my transistor radio to high school or even junior high,
mm-hmm.
and all the World Series games were played in the daytime.
Yes.
Now they're all at night. So not only are you talking about cold weather, but Major League Baseball in the future, I think, is trying to attract youth. And the average 10, 12, 14-year-old on the East Coast especially cannot sit up till midnight. And also, the World Series games go longer than a normal baseball game in the regular season because there's more commercials,
right,
and more pitching changes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there you go on that one.
And it's a shame. They are losing a whole generation.
Well, and Lloyd, you know what? You really hit on something for me. To me, baseball, and you know, Americans are gonna, you know, crucify me for that. Baseball is a snooze fest, as far as I'm concerned.
Wow.
I am not a baseball fan, and
well, Kara,
I agree with him. The season runs too long. Why is it
the
they
games
start
of the season or both?
Both. The game takes too long to play for whatever reason, and then like you said, we're gonna do this through November.
Mm-hmm.
By April, all of a sudden, we're talking about, you know, spring training again. It's like this.
February, we go back to spring training.
February.
Kara,
February. That's what I'm saying. So I get 2 months off of baseball?
In February.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
it's too much. Too much baseball. There's too much of it.
Wow.
Well,
so much for baseball, apple pie, and Chevrolet.
I love apple pie.
Games, you guys.
Yes.
And Major League Baseball never schedules doubleheaders like they did in the old days. And if they have a rain out, they'll do a day-night doubleheader, so that way they get two games.
Separate admissions. Yeah. That's the whole thing. Money makes the world go round, and these television commercials that come in after 9 o'clock at night are much more lucrative to these networks than anything before 8 o'clock, because you would think, all right, Giants games out by where you are, New York Met games where I am, they normally start around 7 o'clock local time. They won't do that with the World Series. No, 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 because they want that revenue, and it's a shame because they are losing generations of kids that are the only thing they're going to see in terms of a World Series is if they play it on their video game.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm sorry. By the time you get done with commercials and 18 pitching changes, the average, I've kept track of it, the average World Series game over the last 10 or 15 years ends right around midnight Eastern time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's too late for me.
I was going to say, that's too late for grown-ups.
That exist. I've studied it. There's certainly a chance in both cities.
That's right.
So, or how about even worse?
Snow.
How about rain delays?
Ooh, that take you deep into the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you're talking 2 a.m.
There could be games that end at 1, 2 in the morning.
And it is going to be so cold as they continue this World Series, as it started in Cleveland, moves to Chicago. You're talking about one of the coldest World Series ever. It's just time to move on to the NFL. How about this, Lloyd? 10% ratings decline for the NFL. People are walking away from the NFL,
yes,
at least on television. Why?
You want to know why I think that's happening?
Why?
Oversaturation. We don't need Thursday night football. We have a plethora of games on Sunday.
Yeah.
Monday night football, of course, goes back decades, going back to Frank Gifford and Howard Cosell. Why all of a sudden do we have to have a Thursday night game? It's
money.
Too much. And young people, millennials,
yes,
they're going to their tablets and their cell phones, and they don't, the 25 and 30-year-olds, even maybe the 35, they don't have the patience to sit down and watch a three-and-a-half-hour football game.
They
just don't.
No, they don't. And it's true, too. You can actually see the Thursday night games on Twitter. It's a weird concept to sit and watch a football game on my 3.5-inch screen on my Samsung Galaxy. I don't have the patience for that. But it's true. Millennials are not going to watch anything for 3 hours. Unless it's Game of Thrones.
No, they're not. They want things quickly and instantly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think the NFL is a multi-billion dollar industry,
yeah,
who, in my opinion, is getting mega greedy by adding this Thursday night game. Another thing they need to get rid of is the Pro Bowl. It's a fiasco. I hear it may go in 3 years.
Yeah.
That's a good excuse for the players to go to Hawaii and vacation, and the games over there remind me of flag football where nobody gets hurt.
They don't care.
So I think the Pro Bowl has extremely low ratings, and no one gives a hoot about those.
Yeah.
And this year, the Pro Bowl was in Miami, so they don't even get the trip to Hawaii this year,
yeah,
which is weird.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, yeah, they moved it.
That's interesting. Yeah. You know, to me, baseball, there's nothing more pleasurable than sitting at Dodger Stadium on an 80, 85-degree evening and watching a baseball game. But who the heck wants to wear a parka and gloves to sit there and watch baseball? One other thing,
yes,
that's lengthening the game is these replays. So my question to both you, Kara and Ed, is what do both of you think about all of these replay reviews? They lengthen the game. Is it a good or bad idea?
I think it's good that they get the play right, but I think it's also bad that it's showing that umpires get a lot of calls wrong. How many times do we see plays overturned during games?
Yeah.
And it shows that there's just so much ineptitude when it comes to umpires. But again, yes, it's just more time standing around doing nothing.
And the games are too. And that also contributes to the longevity of the game.
Right. And it makes Kara hate baseball even more.
Well, and I think because they do the reviews both in baseball and football, and I am a big football fan. But I think if they play it right, those reviews should take place during the commercial break, so that you're not extending the length of the broadcast.
Wow. Look at this. The new commissioner of baseball, Kara DeFalco. That's a really good point.
Why waste our time?
Wow.
Why do we have to sit and look at umpires with headsets on for 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Why do we have to
and
do
even
that?
To review the video yes. yourself, you know, they play the little replay. Listen, play the 10-15 second clip of the play. Say, all right, you know, we're gonna let these guys review it. We'll be right back. You go to your commercial break. You mm-hmm. have there are advertisers that have paid for that space, you know,
wow.
if you have to pay for an injury delay yeah. or something
Very
like that,
point.
You know, they've got that ad
so Karen,
ready to
Karen,
roll.
What would
roll.
You like to see the game? Would you like to see a 135, 140 game season instead of 162?
Yes. And I don't know why the entire season of baseball has to be played in series of threes. Play one game. You win, you lose, and that's it. And then we move on and we play
Look
the next
at this.
Team. Let, like...
Wow,
chop.
She wants single elimination in the postseason. In and out.
No, the whole season.
The whole season. You'd have the whole season done by June.
There's money involved. It's money, yeah. money. And as I mentioned, television and
of
to
course.
Some extent radio, the media, is running sports.
Yeah.
Careful with that word, the media. I think we fall into that, don't we?
You know, it's funny.
We do.
If it was up to Kara, she would actually have two baseball teams stand on a field and just do rock, paper, scissors, boom, we're done.
We're talking about probably November 1st or 2nd by the time the 2016 World Series ends.
Yes, and it will be a very long, cold postseason
dark.
Continuing. Yes, and dark. All right, we're coming up on a network break. Stay with us. It's always great to have the one and only Lloyd Lindsey Young with us. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.